Hello, my darling loves. Hello. Hello and welcome. Welcome back. Apologies for the hiatus of last week. Appreciate you coming back for more. It means a lot, you know. This is a self-produced podcast. But yeah, so I really appreciate your support more than anything in the world. But of course, that does mean that every now and again, I might have to prioritize another area of my life. Last week, it was the coaching business, preparing for opening up again on the 9th, especially after I'd been away for a whole week. So all that said to say, I'm really, really grateful that you're here. I really appreciate that you didn't send for me in the DMs. And I'm looking forward to getting into it today. So I'll set the scene. It is Wednesday, the 11th of January already. I can't even believe that I'm saying that out loud. It is Wednesday, the 11th of January. I'm loving this January personally, but we'll talk a bit more about that. I am, of course, in my little cave at home. I am back after my week in Spain, in España, traveling around Malaga and Sevilla. And yeah, I am really glad to be home, even though I had such a lovely time. And I'm just really looking forward to chatting to you a bit about the outtakes that I have for this week. Of course, this is a double bill episode as well. So you're also getting my darling, darling, darling friend and such an inspirational writer, actor, producer, director, Kyla Fry, in the next episode. So make sure you stick around for that as well after this one. But yeah, I'm feeling really good to be here and to have you here. And I want to talk about that a bit more. So let's get on into it. This is In the Room with Adele James. And here is the unfiltered version of my story. Before we get too into it, I just want to talk to you very quickly about our sponsor, London Nootropics. If you've been here for a while, you will know that London Nootropics make adaptogenic coffee blends that are designed to help you stay balanced and flow through your day. They give you all the benefits of regular coffee whilst minimizing side effects such as jitters, anxiety, and crashing, which, again, you'll know I suffer from to no extent with regular coffee. I first discovered the founders Shez and Zane talking about their coffee blends on Dragon's Den, where they snapped up the investment of Green Queen Deborah Meaden. But I fell in love with their coffee through the research that I did on the high quality medicinal mushrooms and other adaptogens that they use in their blends. And then through the year now that I have been drinking them, having reaped all the long-term benefits of the mushrooms and the adaptogens as well, like improved cognitive function. They have three blends specifically: Flow for mental clarity and focus, Zen to alleviate stress and anxiety, and Mojo for a natural boost. Now, I know a lot of busy people, actors and non-actors alike, much like yourself, and everyone I have recommended this coffee to, have sampled it to, has not only enjoyed the deliciously smooth taste of it — it does not taste like mushrooms, I can assure you — but they've also enjoyed the magic of having a cup of coffee without the side effects as well. You can find your flow and be your best self too with London Nootropics Adaptogenic Coffee, and you can do so with 15% off of any order and all orders using the voucher code ADELEJ, that's ADELEJ, on londonnootropics.com. That is London, NOOTROPICS.com. I have no doubt that you're going to enjoy it. Grab yourself a box at 15% off. Give it a go. Let me know what you think. Okie dokie. So, the present moment. You can probably hear it in my voice, and I have just said it already, but I am feeling really good. I feel really happy. Well, you know, at the end of last year, I really wasn't in the best of places, emotionally, mentally. And I guess it's no coincidence that I went off to Spain, spent some time in the sun, had a really nice time, met some new people, spent a lot of time in solitude, read and just thought about my life and the world. And yeah, I just did that for a bit. And then I came back and I've been feeling a lot better. I don't think there's any coincidence there whatsoever. But yeah, I'm feeling really happy, genuinely. My head feels clear, genuinely. And what a great thing to be able to say. It's also really had an impact on, I think, the speed of my life, I suppose. normally I'm one to really kind of like barrel into things. Like I like to just, I'll have an idea and it's like, okay, go. How can I make this happen as quickly as possible? How can I just do everything now? And actually, like, I haven't been doing that. Like, I've got loads of ideas. I know there's loads of things that I need to do, but I've really found this ability to take my time over things and to really think them through, to do things with so much intention and so much clarity. And it feels good not to rush, you know? I've always felt like time was something you really have to make the most of. And I still absolutely believe that, but I think I used to think that that was synonymous with something else. Like making the most of time meant making sure that things were done as fast as possible. And actually, I think I'm learning that that's not what that means. Making the most of your time means it has to do with value, right? It's like quality over quantity, I suppose. Not getting the most done in the shortest amount of time, but getting the most high quality things done in the shortest amount of time. And that's been really satisfying to experience, to reap the benefits of, even just in building the website that I've been doing, which is why I wasn't recording last week, because I was working on making sure that the website was in a really good place, ready for reopening In the Room Coaching, my coaching business, on Monday. And you know, when you work for yourself, I've got my own business, I've got my own podcast, I'm also trying to build an acting career and a literary career, and you know, there's all these things going on, you have to learn to prioritize. But it was just really, it's just really been nice to be in this headspace, and long may that rain. Long, long may that rain for me. Yeah. Feeling good. Feeling good. Let's get into the outtakes. I want to talk a bit more about the larger lessons that I'm taking from this period, this moment in my life that might help you. I hope will help you. And before we do that, just think for yourself about what the present moment is for you. How are you feeling? Are you relishing this present moment? Is there something going on that you're struggling with? What is that thing? Why is that thing? And what can we do about that? Okay, outtake number one, numero uno. I think I'll start by picking up on what I was just talking about quality over quantity, speed, right? Velocity. I said in the last episode that this year is going to be the year of momentum. For me, for you, for us all, I really hope and want that for us. I have listened to my horoscope for this year, and I know some people are going to be like, oh, astrology, here we go, woo-woo. I don't care. Astrology is the oldest science in the world for a reason, and that is all the justification that it needs, in my personal opinion. I'm not going to tell you everything that I've learned or really kind of go into it in too much detail. But the thing I can say for certain that I feel, at least in my bones, and that I've kind of learned from the astrology that I've been engaging with, is that this year starts slowly and then it's going to pick up a little bit, and we're going to feel a huge shift in the energy of the world, in the energy of our lives, around kind of March time. So we've been very separated, it's been very secular, been very divided, it's been very challenging for the last couple of years. And it's not to say that this year is going to come with no challenges whatsoever, but around March, we're expecting a huge shift for the world in regards to those things. So hopefully it won't feel that way anymore, certainly not to the extent that it has done. And I think the reason I bring that up is because I said this was going to be the year of momentum. This should be the year of momentum. This can be the year of momentum. And I think that perhaps when people hear that, perhaps even when I said it and I felt it, there was this expectation that that should mean moving quickly, right? Jumping on life right now and doing things right now and getting everything done right now. And I guess the thing that I want to say is that momentum and speed are not mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive. So I've talked about so many things for so long. I wish I could do this. I want to do that. When I do this, I'll feel much happier. Someday is today. But that doesn't mean jumping to the end point today, right? It doesn't mean because you're taking action that you're taking all of the actions. today. I've really relished, I think the thing I really enjoyed about that time in Spain was that I really gave myself the opportunity to rest. I really gave myself the space to meet people and think and not work. I think I answered one email and I started working on, I did a bit of work on the website for In The Room Coaching on the last night that I was in Spain, when I was just in my hotel room. And other than that, I did no work at all, which I'm really proud of, because me, I'll be just trying to do things all the time for all just out of guilt, out of who knows what. But I find it really hard to switch off and stop. And I did. I really did. I stopped and I gave myself that space and that time properly to just enjoy the experience that I was having and the experiences that I was going to have on that trip. And I've obviously come back and I'm back to work, but still I'm really trying to take my time with things. I'm not rushing into things. I'm not trying to do five projects at the same time. I worked on the website. Now I've moved on to something else. Then I'll move on to something else. You know, I'm moving forward, but I don't have to be barreling forward. I don't have to be sprinting ahead of everybody else. I think, you know, the old adage of slow and steady wins the race doth apply. It just doth apply. You know, it's like there's a reason why those things, those sayings, they exist. And so, yes, set your goals. Yes, think about how you can actually action those goals, but spend this time on the planning. Don't necessarily worry about having to do everything right now. Make a concrete plan for yourself, something that you know you can stick to, something that inspires you, that doesn't feel like it's not manageable or it's all going to crumble if you don't manage to do one element of that plan. You know, be flexible with yourself, and flexibility, I think, really can only come with giving yourself space and time and grace to not be perfect and to not expect the world of yourself. I don't think that means don't have high expectations of yourself in like a healthy way. Like, it doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't think that you can achieve things that are big and exciting and perhaps even life-altering for you. But I do think it means don't feel this pressure to have to do everything right now, otherwise you failed. Because I think that's just unrealistic. And it's really what kind of sends people down into like the depressive spirals of I'm not good enough, things aren't working for me, yada, yada, yada. And I think that's really applicable for actors, especially because, well, you're just constantly looking at what other people are doing. Oh, so-and-so got cast in that, and so-and-so, you know, is doing this, and so-and-so is, and that's just come out with so-and-so. And it's like that you're constantly having to absorb what you want to be doing because other people are doing it, right? And that's really difficult. And there's no getting around that. That is really difficult. But I think it's just about reminding yourself maybe that things take time and that it's okay to take your time with things. Because if you move at something with intention, if you move at something with purpose and clarity and grace, are you not more likely to succeed at that thing? Are you not more likely to be happier whilst moving towards that thing? I think this is probably, it's been a while since I felt really genuinely just satisfied with whatever progress I make each day on whatever it is I'm working on. This is probably the first time for ages where I've really just felt like whatever I get done right now is fine. Tomorrow will come around and we go again. And if I'm doing something else tomorrow that I can't get out of, we'll do that tomorrow and it'll give me a break. And that space will afford me a perspective that I frankly could not foresee, but I'm sure will be beneficial. So yeah, momentum and speed are not mutually exclusive. You're looking for value. You're looking for quality in your choices, in your planning for your goals for this year of momentum. You're looking to give yourself grace. Okay? Oh, my love, before we go on, I just wanted to ask very quickly if you might be able to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the follow button, the rate button, whatever the platform allows for. 5 stars would be so awesome and a cheeky review, but whatever you think is fair is great too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry to kill the vibe. The second outtake, obviously, I've been traveling and meeting new people. And I wondered how many actors versus non-actors I would meet. The answer was none. I met no actors. I met no one in my industry whatsoever. And so, of course, this question came up all the time. What do you do? And I feel this lump in my throat every time someone asks me, even though I've been doing it now for I don't know how many years. I feel this lump in my throat, almost like I get hot, like my cheeks start to get hot. If I was any paler, I'd probably go red. And slight panic comes up because I feel embarrassed talking about myself, talking about the industry. I know that there's a lot of expectations that people hold around the industry that I work in, the career that I have and the jobs that I've done. And so I decided when I went out there and the first person asked me, oh, what is it that you do? And I said, you know, very shyly, oh, I'm an actor. And they were like, oh my God, that's so cool, which people do, which is really lovely, actually. But it always makes me feel a bit like, oh gosh, and like clench up a little bit, because then, you know, what's coming next? What have you been in? Well, have you been in anything that I've seen? Yada, yada, yada. On it goes, on it goes, on it goes. Hence the reason why I started this podcast in the first place. You know, let's talk about who we are as people on top of what our list of credits is. And yeah, I decided after I met the first person that I was going to not rehearse, but just have a little thing in my head that I knew that I could say that didn't make me feel embarrassed. Because I think the thing is, and I maybe you can relate to this. I know certainly I did a workshop the other day and with a few actors who could relate to this. So hopefully you can, if you're an actor, and maybe if you're not, depending on what you do. But I feel this thing when people ask where it's like, I have to over-explain what I'm saying. Oh, I did this thing, but, and then, or minimize it rather. I did this thing, but, you know, it was quite difficult actually, or it was, you know, I'm not on it anymore, or I only did it for such and such, but I did it over the pandemic, or did it. All these little ways that I find of minimizing the work that I've done or the work that I'm not doing right now, the fact that I'm not working right now. And actually, why? Why? It is absolutely a reflection, I think, of how I feel about myself. I feel like obviously I do it more when I'm not working. I'm that all of that kind of minimizing both the work that I have done as well as the fact that I'm not working, as if it's something to be ashamed of. And it's not. And it's not. And I have talked about this before, but I think it was spotlighted so much because of the fact that I was constantly meeting people while I was away and kind of regurgitating the same conversations. I think the thing I discovered in kind of preparing something to say, I suppose, again, not rehearsing, but just being like, okay, what is it that I'm comfortable giving? Okay, I can mention this job. This is what I'm really comfortable saying. But mostly what I want to talk about is the fact that I'm traveling, you know, the fact that I'm enjoying my life. I think the thing I really kind of came away from that with was this idea that when I speak to people about what I do for a living, I want to remind them that I'm a human being and not a list of credits. Not that I think there's anything wrong with asking what somebody's done. Yeah, okay, it doesn't feel amazing all the time to be asked, especially if you're not working. It can just feel a bit intense, a bit exposing. But I think you're well within your rights to remind people that you're just a human being, you know, just like they are. I'm doing what you're doing right now. You're traveling, I'm traveling. I've worked on a couple of bits, yeah. At the moment, I'm enjoying living my life, not having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to set. You know, I love my job, of course, but we all need a break sometimes, don't we? You know, I think there's something to be said for deciding ahead of time what you are comfortable telling people, what you want to tell people. It stops you from over-explaining, I think. And I really got a lot better through practice, admittedly, but I really got a lot better at being like, at giving an answer that I was comfortable giving and then ending it there. I just give them a very clear, very concise, yep, I am an actor. I work in these areas. I've done this. And at the moment, I'm really enjoying being away. I'm really enjoying Christmas. I'm really enjoying New Year. I'm really enjoying seeing my family this January because it's really quiet in the industry and it always is. I'm really enjoying whatever. Because the question's going to come up. You can't stop people asking it, but what you can control is how you respond. What is it you're comfortable saying? What is it you're comfortable sharing? What would make you feel like you're overextending? What would make you feel like you're minimizing? What would make you feel like you're exposing yourself beyond what you're comfortable doing? Maybe write them down. Write the things down that you're happy to say. Write the things down that you're not happy to say. Practice saying the things that you're happy to say out loud. I don't mean to say rehearse them, but just so that you know that you can get your mouth around it. And see how it feels the next time someone asks you that question and you have to respond. Okay, and the last thing I'll say is for making our way this week, I want to talk about a conversation I had with a really lovely actor who is basically struggling with the idea that everything they're doing fails. And I think where that comes from is an expectation, and I think it's something that we all can fall victim to, an expectation that what we're doing has to have a certain outcome. Actors have it all the time. I must get this showreel so that I can get more auditions. I must get this headshot so that I can get more auditions. I must work on this casting director workshop so that I can get more auditions. Whatever it is, it's not all audition related, obviously, but they're the three that just came into my head the most immediately. But we do so many things in the industry, or we do so many things for our career so that we can do blah, 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 blah. I don't feel like we often choose to do things just purely for the love of doing them. Just purely for the love of doing them. Yes, there might be benefits to that thing as well, but acting related things, I don't think we tend to pick things up that we are doing just because we love them rather than because they're going to enhance our CV or this or that or the other. And this kind of comes back to what I was talking about with hobbies, but rather than doing something purely for the love of it with no bearing on your, on the industry whatsoever or on your career, I'm talking about things like going to class. I'm talking about things like filming a showreel scene. Yes, of course, that's going to have benefits for your CV. But if the only reason you're doing it is because it has benefits for your CV, I think you need to address that. Do you not love being on screen? Do you not love acting? Can you not consider that a job in and of itself? Auditions are a job. So why couldn't that be considered a job as well? You know, do things for the love of them, because if you don't, this industry is soulless. It will be soulless for you, as any industry would be. If you don't do things with a love of doing them, what exists in the absence of love? Lack, disappointment, anger, hatred even. It's not conducive to a healthy, balanced life. And I think probably more than anybody in any industry, actors really need balance. They need more balance. It's so important. I think if you're constantly living through the expectation of things, which means that you're living in the future, really, and not in the present, of course this industry is going to feel really challenging, and this lifestyle is going to feel really challenging and discouraging in a way that I just don't know that it has to, in a way that I'm trying to train myself out of it feeling. You know, we're all a work in progress. I'm not saying that I've figured it out and this person hasn't. We all go through our own kind of journey with that. And this is the conversation that I was having with my own agent not that long ago, a couple of months ago. It's one of the reasons why I chose to go to Spain. It's one of the reasons why I'm really trying to take my time at the moment over things. Be mindful of your expectation of things versus reminding yourself about what you love about doing those things. If there is an expectation attached to something, can there also be a love of that thing? Can there also be an acknowledgement, a focus on the fact that just in and of itself, it's something that you really enjoy doing and that you are excited to do just to do it? We need to find more joy in this lifestyle. We really do. We need to find more joy in the building of an acting career as well as the jobs that we end up booking, you know, otherwise it's just miserable. If you can't enjoy, find a way to enjoy all of it, you're going to struggle. Everybody has parts of their jobs that they don't like. Everybody has parts of building a career that they don't like. I'm not saying, okay, realistically, that you have to love absolutely everything, but I do think you need to actively try and remember or remind yourself and find the joy in things, because otherwise you're going to be living a very miserable life, and I don't want that for you. I don't want it for me, and I don't want it for you. So think about your expectation of things. Think about how you can perhaps reduce that by focusing on the positives, on the joy of being able to just do. Every day you get up, you get to live. Every day you go and do something towards your acting career, you get to do that. You choose to do that. Choose to do things because you love them, as well as because they might benefit you in some way. I think that's the crux of it. If you would like to contribute to a future Making Our Way segment, please do get in touch via email at itrpod@stepintotheroom.co.uk. That is itrpod@stepintotheroom.co.uk. Thank you. My self-care intention for the next week is, I think, to just continue moving at my own pace, you know, slowing down, relishing this opportunity to slow down. It's not crazy busy in terms of like auditions and things like that for me, which means that I get to choose how I spend my time. I get to choose what projects I give my time and energy to, because there's no expectation on me to be prepared for somebody else, right? Yes, I need to work in that time, but I get to choose how I spend my time around that. And that's really a gift. What a gift! Because, you know, it will get busy at some point this year, and then I'll be looking back and thinking, oh, why didn't I spend more time doing da-da-da-da-da if I don't? So that's my self-care intention. I'm moving forwards, but I'm not barreling forwards. Someday is today, for sure. Someday is today. I'm working towards something. I'm moving myself forwards today. I'm not waiting for next week. I'm not waiting for next month. I'm not waiting for Monday to come back around. But at the same time, I'm moving with purpose, and I'm not forcing myself to rush. There's no rush. It's okay. I have time. You have time. And what's your self-care intention this week? What are you prioritizing? What do you need to prioritize? How can you look after yourself in this nice, steady, slow January? And yes, of course, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you bearing with me over the last couple of weeks while I've been away and then working on the business and so on and so forth. It means a lot that you would come back, rock with me again, and I hope you enjoy the next episode as well, which is Kyla Fry's episode. She is a powerhouse for sure. She's really, really inspiring. Friday Entertainment, everything she's built, you know, with her own two hands. It's just, I'm so excited to see her doing so well and being the change we want to see, which is her motto, her lovely, gorgeous, active motto. And I'm really glad you have the opportunity to hear what she has to say. So do stick around, do listen to it, enjoy. And I will see you on the other side of that for more journal-like reflections on the unfiltered version of my story. Lots and lots of love. Happy New Year once again. I'm going to keep saying it for all of January because it is a happy new year. Speak to you very soon.